You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Is this bad? Chelsea, is this bad that I recently told my dentist in front of some of the other patients in the waiting room that I had worms coming out of my tooth in the back of my mouth?
Gross.
I'm not quite sure where this came from, but I was waiting for my time slot in the waiting room. There was another woman, an older woman, that was sitting out in the waiting room as well. And then there was a man, an older man, I would kind of, that was also waiting. Well, when they called me to get up, they go, "Hey, how are you today?" And I said, "Not good." And I made sure that I said it in the waiting room in front of the other patients. And I said, "Hey, I do have a problem. I have the back lower tooth, the second one from the back, the bottom one. There are at least two worms that come out of it."
Gross.
"In a day. And usually I get to spit them out, but sometimes accidentally I will accidentally swallow it. But then they keep coming out. Every day. This has been a daily occurrence." And she was like, "Oh." And when I said this, guys, I really seriously wish you could have seen this woman's face. She was like, "Oh no." She said out loud, she started waving her face like she was fanning herself.
Poor girl.
And it looked like she was going to puke on like the side of a chair.
I don't blame her. Oh. That's disgusting.
And then the other guy kind of like winced like he was pooping his pants, and he's like, "Oh," like this. And I'm like, "Oh man, I'm right there alone." Was like, "Man, I'm so glad I did this. I didn't really think that anyone was gonna believe me."
Okay, but here's the thing, they don't know who you are, so they don't know that you are just playing around.
Yeah,
like I would.
The dentist does.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
they're
surely
not buying that.
No.
Because she started laughing, the ladies started laughing. We brought it back, and I'm just like, "So this is the tooth that has the worms." She's laughing. She's like, "All right, open up. Let me start."
Gross.
Polishing these.
But people don't know who you are. They are gonna think that you're telling the truth.
Yeah, that woman, that older woman in the waiting room, thought that there was worms coming out of one of my.
Oh, poor.
Teeth.
Did she ever realize that you were joking?
I don't think so.
She still thinks, you know, she went and told her friends. She told everyone she knew about the gross experience she had at the dentist office.
Dude, I told this to my wife and she was like, "Why? Why would you do?" She's like, "I'm embarrassed for you."
I'm like, why? I'm embarrassed like, for you too.
How is somebody supposed to believe that?
Because
I'm like, it's their fault if they believe
it. Because who comes up with weird stuff like that?
Well, for fun.
Why can't you just go to the dentist fun. and not do
that's
that?
It's so boring.
What else?
Gosh, I want to spice up my life and others around me.
You don't
me.
Need to spice up the dentist.
So is that bad?
What do you think? Yes.
I think it's fun.
No.
That's why I asked.
It's bad.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.